This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Russia says its military doesn't target residential buildings, but dozens of people were killed in a missile strike on an apartment building in Dnipro, Ukraine. Moscow suggesting it was Ukrainian air defense actions. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Residents say the apartment tower did not house any military facilities. Meanwhile, the Institute for the Study of War, a Washington think tank, reports signs the Kremlin's taking steps to turn its Ukraine invasion into a major conventional war after months of embarrassing military reversals. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
They've found the flight data and cockpit voice recorders from that Yeti Airlines passenger plane that crashed in Nepal, killing dozens of people. No word yet on why the plane went down. The annual Martin Luther King Jr. breakfast is today in Washington, and President Biden will be there. The AP's Donna Warder.
Biden traveled to King's Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta Sunday to deliver the morning sermon.
My message to the nation on this day is we go forward. We go together. When we choose democracy over autocracy, a beloved community over chaos.
In a tornado-ravaged Selma, Alabama, the Reverend Leota Strong of the historic Brown Chapel AME Church said many in the community are relying on faith and each other.
We'll be all right.
I'm Donna Warder.
Letter to the White House. Give us all the information you've got about those searches that uncovered classified documents at President Biden's home and former office. The letter is from the Republican chairman of the House Oversight Committee. The Republicans also want documents detailing who visited the president's home in Delaware. Gina Lola Brigida has died. She was a huge movie star in the 1950s. She died this morning in Rome. She was 95. This is AP News. Now to a close call.
Two planes preparing to take off from JFK Airport avert disaster at the last minute. Now the FAA and the NTSB are investigating Friday night's incident. A panicked JFK air traffic controller stopping a Delta plane from takeoff as an American flight crosses in front of it.
Delta 1943, cancel takeoff clearance.
The audio recorded on liveatc.net along with the relief of the close call.
All right, then.
Passenger Brian Healy told WABC he was on that aborted Delta flight.
Everyone's torso sort of was thrust forward.
The Boeing 737 slamming on the brakes as the American Airlines flight crossed in front of it from an adjacent taxiway, according to the FAA, which will review the tapes.
You were supposed to depart runway 4 left. You're currently holding short of 3-1 left.
American Airlines referring questions to the FAA. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.